Welcome back. 1234 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on Friday afternoons, I'd like to get together with Philip Schwartz, Washington Times investigative reporter, for this week's Golden Hammer, a distinction awarded weekly by the Washington Times for examples of waste, fraud, and abuse. Hello, Philip.
Afternoon, Andy.
This week's winner is?
The Pentagon's Defense Logistics Agency.
Almost afraid to ask. What have they done and how much?
So they're the office that's in charge of purchasing a lot of supplies for the Defense Department. And in this particular instance, it was repair parts for vehicles, officially called high-mobility multipurpose wheeled vehicles, but more commonly known as Humvees.
Okay, yeah, very popular vehicle within the military. And how much did we spend or overspend or...
The overspending was about $26.3 million.
Okay.
And basically what happened is that any time the Pentagon has a contract with someone to provide these parts, there's something called an escalation rate. And you can basically think of it as inflation.
Right.
You know, as the years go by, the price of these parts might raise.
Right.
So they have the contracts go up in price as well to compensate for that.
Okay.
The problem was that they were paying too much money, and they were increasing the price of the contract by too much money every single year because, of course, officials of the Pentagon weren't doing proper oversight, weren't looking at what the repair parts were actually worth.
I gotcha. So they really should have been going to NAPA or Advanced Auto Parts or something like that.
Exactly.
And buying the product, yeah. Okay. So the Pentagon offered no oversight. They just trusted the repair contractors, and as a result, we overspent by $26 million. But the overall total, that was just a portion of what we spent on these parts, right?
Right, and the investigators are a little concerned. They spent $560 million for these parts, for these repair parts. But, you know, again, there wasn't a whole lot of oversight, and the Pentagon's internal investigator, the Inspector General, is continuing to look into this.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually asked the Pentagon to turn over all spending records on Humvees for the past several years, because they're worried that as they're looking into this, they're going to find more waste than that $26
million. $560 million in spare parts, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do we have any idea how many Humvees are out there? I know they've been using them for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are probably a couple hundred thousand Humvees out there.
Yeah.
And I think this is an instance where the spare parts are definitely needed because they have seen lots of service in Iraq, lots of service in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the workhorse of the military. They do everything. Humvees are owned by all the branches of service.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the problem, though, is that Humvees are basically built by a single company called AM General.
Right.
And I have to give a shout-out. They're based in South Bend, which is close to my hometown, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But the problem is they're the only ones supplying the Humvees to the military for like the past 30 years. And investigators think that, you know, that may have led officials to be complacent. They don't need to check the prices. They've been doing this for 30 years.
Right, and the only place we can get them is here.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. All right, is there any chance of getting away from the Humvee anytime soon? Have you heard anything? Is there a new, more efficient vehicle, perhaps something stronger, lighter?
There's not been much discussion, as far as I've heard. It's possible that in the future they will try and do something.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing you got to remember is that you know, a lot of these military contracts are defended by the lawmakers who represent that district.
Absolutely.
You know, the lawmakers from northern Indiana, where I'm from, are going to fight tooth and nail to stop, you know, to prevent the Humvees from going out of service because it is such a boon to the local economy.
Yeah. And just to be clear, this is not the first overspending rodeo the Defense Department has attended, right? We've talked about them in the past.
Yeah, they've gotten a couple of golden hammers in the past. Last year in September, we reported on $8 million for helicopter parts.
That's right.
And they basically bought these and figured out that the parts don't work with the choppers they were trying to repair.
I do remember that.
And then there was $230 million for vehicle repair parts for the Afghan National Army, which they proceeded to lose the whole shipment.
That's right.
And had to buy an additional $130 million just to get the parts they needed.
Wow. Huh. Hey, I'm curious. Is part of the problem the need to spend all of the money on something so that the budget isn't cut for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a more common problem. in September, near the end of the fiscal year,
yeah,
when everybody's trying to run through their budgets. So it is a combination. You have things that you need, like vehicle repair parts, and it becomes a lot easier to pour more money into that because you have a budget that you have to use up.
Mm-hmm. This week's winner of the Golden Hammer Award, the Defense Logistics Agency, Philip Swartz. Thank you, sir. Good work.
Thanks, Andy.
1239, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Are you white? Are you ashamed of being white? Well, you should be. That's according to someone that was on the news last night.